See the Ramaru, the Ram Hakka Hirusha, Man Yorish, Afapisha Zemamunhu, Fishner, Parshas Nachos, Lesson Israel, Hukas Mishpot, Loma Shahukazu, Lotishana, Venus Naimolba.
Okay.
He came from Mosh Mishin or Eli Yarsha, even though it's Mamun, because of Nuxer's Kasa, Hukas Mishpot.
Always the case that you can.
The point is, without the Xer's Kasa, which other nobody else has. You would have said it would have worked.
I don't get that.
Why isn't it just possible?
Yeah, it's against the, it's like Kedushin Chatzon, you're changing the institution of Yerusha.
Yeah, he says, like, in Halacha Yud, he says, Hager in a Yerush es Aviv Hagai. Elamid Divreim. Tiknu lo she Yerush ke Shehoya shem Yafsel Merdo. The yearly she Atanai Mo'ol be Yerusha Zu. Hol v'ein Hagai mechoyev lama with the Kanzel Chamin. But he's saying, in a case where it's like there are bonons or whatever, then you could do these things. You could say, but guy's not a Yerush because the.
There's no exact question.
I guess.
Since it's Dasha Mamon, so he could say that he wants this kid not to be Yerush and this kid to be Yerush.
Right.
This kid not to be Yerush and this kid to be Yerush. But what's the case? The case is not where he says a stranger should be Yerush.
That's his son. If it's just two sons, let's say he has five sons.
Yeah.
So you're allowed to give it to one and not the other. You can give it all to one, not to any of the other.
And which is the case where he says it doesn't work?
If it's like a bas b'malkum bein, when she's not a Yerush at all.
A bas b'malkum bein.
Right, that's the question. Or, you know,
but not a stranger.
It'll be the same thing if you know the difference. Same. It's just.
Well, what's the one? Did you read that up again?
Ina niyachal ahurish mish ina roi la yarsha.
Ni yarsha.
He's
like a stranger.
Yeah, stranger.
Even though it was Davashar Mama. So Mandy's right, it's completely against her.
Yeah.
Mama.
Well, my seat can't do it.
Mice you can't,
yeah. Right. Mice you can't do that. What does it say? Chukas Mishpat.
Chukas
Mishpat. Chukas Mishpat.
Yeah.
And Taisvis?
This question here?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Being Pony Yarish.
He's not Yarish.
And he's not, he can't do it.
Right. Right. You can't make it.
The answer is very clear, but what was bothering him?
Right. It means a very different frame.
Simple, that's why nothing of it. What Taisus means is very simple. He thought that when the Gemara says it's Masna Mashakasa Batara, the reason why it's Masna Mashakasa Batara is because he's avoiding Yerusha. So Taisus Kash is, that's not Masa Mashikasa Batara. Because he has a right to give away his mamon before. So when he's saying Ploni Yoresh, what he means is that he wants him to have the money. So he wants to give him the money and avoid Yerusha. So Taisus Kash is, why is that Masna Mashkas Batara? Where he's a Davash of a moment, he has a right to give away the money. So that's why his answer is, no, it means that this guy should be Shem Yorish, and that's what's going to be. That's Taisus.
He thought it,
that's not Masna Mashkas Batara.
That was his question.
What do you have me
that? I mean, it was, why is that Masna Mashkas Batara? Davash of a moment, he thought when he says Pony Yorish, doesn't mean Dafka. That's
he's
his
using
answer.
From Yerush equivocally.
What does it mean? What does it mean? He'll
he
give
means
it?
That he should have
he
the
should
money.
Get it.
Through Matana before
he dies? Yeah, through Matana before he dies.
I just want to avoid the Hilchus
Yerusha. I want to avoid Hilchus Yerusha.
And he thought the Gemara was saying that doesn't work.
Right.
Right.
That's right. That sounds.
Masna Mashkas Batara, because Torah says it has to be Yerusha.
Avoid the institution of Yerusha. That's what his Avamina was.
That's his Avamina.
That's a good Avamina.
Yeah.
That's his question.
Is why is that a Masna Mashakas Matar? It's Matan before he dies.
Right.
Right, it's not even a tnai. It's not even a tnai.
No, but what he's doing is you're avoiding the institution of
Yerusha. Avoiding the institution of Yerusha.
And the other thing was that you couldn't avoid the institution of Yerusha from my phone.
Don't fight. Yeah, but he thought it was a halachic thing. So he says, no, the problem isn't that he's avoiding Yerusha, because that's...
trying to render him a Yerush.
He's trying to render him a Yerush when he doesn't have a Chal Hashem Yerush.
You just can't create the Chal Hashem doesn't exist.
It was when he says Ploni Yerush, he doesn't mean Bedafka through the press of Yerusha. Mm-hmm. He means that this guy should get all my money.
And like the Yerush.
Like you,
and
I want to avoid Yerusha.
Right.
Through what mechanism?
Matan.
People do that today.
So why can't he do that?
That's his kasha.
Okay.
So the answer is he can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Use that lushan of Ploni Yerush.
Oh, so it's just about the lushan, really.
Yes.
He had a Havir that would...
That's what
Tyson's
answer
is. Matan itself.
Right, that you cannot...
That's
go
what
ahead.
He means this. That's what he means. He means this guy should get it, not my son. Mm-hmm. So that's the Havir. So the Maskana is, and that he could do. Maskana is very simple. Maskana is that he means that this guy should... It should be through the process of Yerusha. That he can't do. Okay, next case. That's
okay, fine. V'hadat din tamar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Din tamar, v'hadat nam basichas po'alim masa shemachim liyos pata mishfua u'pata u'parach v'gamara v'ham masa mashkas v'torah hu chulu u'masik afkilatim remeyer who holds normally snow bottle, right? Even though it's Davashim Mammon, was your mayor hold? Your mayor holds normally tonight.
I feel like the mayor.
Holds the Habato.
He can't be Masna.
Right, over here he would hold.
Over here by Shamachinam, he can be Masna.
He could be Masna. Correct.
He could be Masna.
Right. Even though nobody told Rosh Mammon, even Rosh Mammon, you couldn't be Quantum Mayor.
Couldn't.
Right. Okay.
But even Quantum Mayor, you can't be Masna.
Shami Hacha, Demikar, Lo Shiva Nashe.
That's what the Gemara says.
Right. He was a Mishabi himself to this Chiyav Shmira of Shua. My Mishabi? What's the Gemara's answer? V'ha'ha'cha Nami? V'ha'lo Kitcha Amanas Kain? The guy was a Mishabi himself to Sharing Sus. V'lo Shibin Nashe? That wasn't, he was a Mishabi himself to these Chiyavim. So let the Gemara get the same answer.
Over here also.
By Kiddushin, where Meir holds tonight about these Chiyav and Sharing Sus. To say, why didn't I say, look, I was never mashab myself to these chiyuvim to you?
He was never mashab himself.
Yeah. What happened to the Kiddushin of Chatzayim question?
Well, he says it's Shmira of Chatzayim.
Yeah, why is it Shmira of Chatzayim?
I'm just saying, Kasha, he's saying, what's the difference?
What's the difference?
I know, but he's asking it from. It's almost like.
The answer you
need. Yeah, the Shem was mashab himself. So that's why he could be Masna. So there also was no Shibud. Mitzchilosa. It's not Masna Mashkas Vatoris. It's what do you call it? The Zain Kedush Machatzayim. What's it got to do with Shibud Nasha?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right, so
there's also a thing. It's Zain Shem Machatzayim. Same exact thing.
Right.
Okay. That's the question.
Yeah.
That's always the answer.
Yishlomar, the Shani Hassam, even the ribs of Torah Shomer Harbe, Shemachina, Mishola, Nosei Sachar, Chulu, Yachonami, Kalecha, Lias, the Pitano. So many Shomerim, three and many more.
Do we have the Taisus of Rush here on Exubus?
Nami, Shani Hassam, the Chaivoso Torah Shomer Sachar, Al shulakeach sachar, v'shol if you should call it al shalom, and meshabed atzma mechol Torah, the mechol kasher v'parsha, because of these realities that call al shalom or it tzchar, hilga mamshem meshabed atzma b'turin. But it's not really an intrinsic din of shoel. It's just since the Kol Mashalo, he's Meshavet himself, but he's not Meshavet himself, he's not. So I was just saying, Stam case, this is what happens by Shul. But it's not really like a din of a Shul, right? So I was just telling you, Stam Das is what happens. It becomes high.
That's like Sfarah, the same.
That's the answer?
Yeah. I think there's a mistake in our Tosfos that he put those two together. It's one answer. It's one answer, and he expressed it very well. Read it again. It's very good.
Okay. The low dummy. The hacha uvechol duchta the chashiv masal mashkas of the Torah. Ainu eicha the chivas of Torah mamon. I did a racher. The low mach mashahel of the daita lasito.
Right. Go ahead.
Kigon share ksos vel mashik chivas of Torah mach mashkas of stam. The chen ksuva.
Right.
אבל שומרים ריבסו את הראש שומרים הרבה, שמכינו שאול נוסי סחר וסוחר. והדבר תלוי בדעס עצמם, ולפי הנעסון משעבדן עצמם כאדם הקונה מכך מעשה מה שירצה. תלו כך במקום שאין משעבדן עצמם בטורם, בצלן קיים.
Like a person that's קונה מכך.
Make whatever deal you want.
Right, so then what's the Abishomrim?
So why is it different? Why is Abishomrim as an institution different than Kedusha? I mean, the Torah sets out the halachos of Shomrim. Why is that not considered setting aside the institution of Shomrim?
Right. Well, what is Shomrim?
Which case?
Well, any of the cases. The Torah tells you what the halachos are of Shomrim. Why is he saying that you can set aside because you can do what you want? But still setting aside the way the Torah prescribes what the Chiyuvim of Hashem B'chinim, Hashem B'savar are.
Why don't you say that?
Maybe you should be part of Meshua.
Hashem B'chinim. The Torah is set up.
Have you got a Gemara about Metziah?
Yeah.
So you have to know what Tosfos is saying. When you do a kinyan chalipin, how do you do the kinyan? So Rav amar b'kelam shel kona. So Rav says with the kelam of the guy that does the kinyan. In other words, if I want to be kona from you, so I give you my handkerchief. Okay. Yeah, the nichale lekona, the lihavi makne kona. Because I want the makna to be kona the sitter, in order that he should be makna to me the chayfetz, like in a regular case.
An exchange,
regular case. I give the moss. Yeah, the levi omar b'kelav shel makna ki the boinu lamemala come on. So Levi says he used the kelim of the makna. Amale Rav Huna mi diskarto le Rava. Levi dama bekelof shom makna. Hakokani ara agav glima. There's going to be kind of the land. He's giving him the handkerchief.
Right.
So he's being kind of the land agav the handkerchief.
Right.
So he told them, if Levi were here, Avin Mapik La'apach Pulsa Ganura. So he would bring out to you a fire. Nitzotza Shalar. Okay. Lashin Shanta Kamalay. Shechashara Tokazu. He says,
even
have a half minute to think he says something like that. Mi Savris Glima Makna Lay, do you think that the Glima is Makna, that he's Makna to the Khan of the Glima and Agavorcha the Karka? He says, no. Bahi Hano the Komakabo Mine, Gomarva Akni Lay. Me savers damale agav shal yad mishich saklishinik lo mishichasi lo karka and makui ein elu elke chalipin ki ilu ze moslo chefetz acher tachas karka o mao mesirasu hanos kabaloso mimenu matnas akli shechashvo lekabo mimenu matana Noach lo ki ilu nosein lo zeakona matana rabba the gomar nosein umakna lo akaka. Okay. So bahi anoa is gomar makna. Gomar makna. So what is this? So what is the difference between Rav and Levi?
You're right, they're not that different anymore.
What?
They're not so different anymore.
Yeah, but there is a difference, though. Because according to Rav, you have a Heftzah.
Right.
He's giving him the handkerchief, he's giving him the Heftzah. And he's giving him the Heftzah, and he's being mocked to him the Karka. But according to Levi, what is he giving him? So the Gemara says, "Bahi ano gomor maknala, gomor maknala." So what is that? That's a different type of a kinyan altogether. That's a kinyan where he's meshabed himself because of the ano. Okay. So what kind of a kinyan is that?
And that's how he says chalipin works.
That's how he says chalipin works. So how does chalipin? So what is chalipin? Chalipin, according to Levi, is a totally different type of kinyan. What type of kinyan is it? It's a kinyan of Gemiras Das.
Right.
It's Gemiras Das per se. Right?
Yeah, that's all it is.
That's all it is. Because I'm happy that you're doing business with me. I'm giving you the Suter, and I'm so happy that you recognize me as a person. You're Makabel the Suter. That I'm Gomer Makna. So it's simply Gemiras Das.
Right.
It's simply Gemiras Das. Okay.
Where's the Hazan malfunction?
Function is that because of the fact that this Anoa that I have, that you accept the Matana, so because of that, I'm Gomer Makna. So I have the Gemiras Das. To be Makna.
It's just a Gorim.
What? No, it's just Gorim. Yeah, I know, it's just Gorim and me, a responsive Gemiras Das.
You don't need a Maisa Kinyan?
You don't. It's not a Maisa Kinyan point.
It's Gemiras Das per se.
It's Gemiras Das. It's a Kinyan of Gemiras Das.
Of the Sidor, that's the Gemiras Das.
Yes.
Even though you're just taking it for a second, you can move back, but that's just an indication.
That's just an indication. It's Bahia No. That satisfaction that I have out of you, that you recognize me, you want to do business with me, you accept the Suter. So with that Ano, so I'm Gomer Machina.
It's like signing the contract, right?
It's like, right. It means that it's simply Gemiras Das.
Right.
Simply Gemiras Das. Yeah. So, right? Yeah, it's an interesting Gemara, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes more sense than the Matana situation. I mean, it seems like it works that way. It's more.
He means psychological.
The way they do it, yeah.
In business, also.
Yeah, and in general, what they do suitor with all these, whatever they use them.
Right. Right.
It's more mashmats of Miristas than an actual Kenyan there.
Right.
But it's not.
It's not a Miristas?
No, it's just not.
Can you move the phone a little closer?
Yes. Different kind of Kenyan. Because the fact that I'm so happy I have Vano, that you accept it from me, I'm Gomer Machmir. So it's a Kenyan of Gmiris Das. Mm-hmm. So now, back to Tesis. So what is Tesis saying by the Shamram? Tesis is saying that in Shamram you can have a Hakira. Does the Torah say that it's the Maisa Kinyan of Shomrim? Or since there are so many Shomrim and each one is so different, that it's Gomor Umakni in each case based on the Anor? So by Shomer, Socher is Gomor Umakni because he's Yetzchah. And by Sheol is Gomor Mishabed Nafshe because he is Kohanah Shalom. So, since there are so many different types of Shomrim, the Torah didn't set it up as a separate institutions of Kinyan. But the Torah, there's one parsha of Shomrim, and the Torah set up the variations based on the fact that in each case is Gomor Meshabed Nafshei, because of the particular anah. You see? In other words, how did the Torah set up Shomrim? There's a lot of Shomrim, and each one has a different variation. So Tosfos is wondering what is the case of the variations? Are the variations due to the fact that they're completely separate institutions and separate aknos? Or no, there's one parsha of Shomrim, and the variations result from the specifics of the Hanor, where the Shomer is Meshabed Nafshe for various outcomes. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Various outcomes. In other words, there's only one parsha of Shomrim. And the variations result, there's one halachic entity of Shomrim, and the variations result from the fact that each case has different particulars which he enjoys, and he's mishabed himself in each case for a different sum, for a different tonight, a different amount. Okay? That's Tyson's question. So what is Tyson's answer? So his answer is that it's really not the former. It's not that each one is a separate case and each one has a separate outcome, but really there's one parsha of Shomer. And the way the variations work is because of the fact that he's Gomor Meshabed Nafshe. Because one case the Shoel is Meshabed Nafshe because Kolonor Shalom. The Shomer Socher is Meshabed Nafshe because he gets Schar. So therefore, what? So therefore, what? So therefore, what type of a Kenyan is it? Exactly, it's a Kenyan of Gmiris Das. So since it's a Kenyan of Gmiris Das, like the case I showed you by where? By Chalipin. So there's no room here for Masna. Hamasha Kosovator. It has nothing to do with Masna. It's the Shibud creates the Chiyuv. The fact that he's Gomor Meshabei Nafshe. So it's purely Gemiris Das. So therefore, there's no problem of Masha Kosovator, Masna Masha Kosovator. Because in the Kenyan of Gemiris Das, there is no Tnai. There is no chalos, there is no maisa, and then a stipulation of the whole thing is Gmiris Das. So therefore, since the whole thing is Gemira's Das, so by Mas Neshem Lachinam, Leos Patam Yeshua. Because it's the concept of Meshavik Nafshev, the Kinyan of Gemira's Das.
Any of the conditions.
When he's using Tanai, what he's doing is he's just expressing his Gemara's Das. See, read Taisa Rush. Taisa Rush has heard it.
Shlomar de lo dami. The hacha uvachol duchta de chasher masa maskas of the Torah. Hainu hecha de chiavta Torah. Mamon and I de the racha.
De the racha.
Lomach masheha la de daita o la sita.
I see. It's not because of his Gemara's Das.
Gon shekhtas ona shechiyavtel Torah machmash v'kach asbam v'chnei ktuba avol shomrim rizot Torah shomrim arbe shomachinam shol nosif tachor sofer v'adavar tali v'das asma v'lefiyana asan mishtadim atzma k'adam hakona mekach masamash yirza.
It's his Gemara's Das. He has a right to his own Gemara's Das. Right, did you say it?
Why is he comparing it to Mecca?
Because he's saying by a Mecca also, you have a right to expect to not make it tonight and to express your Gemara's Das.
Because of Suda, you mean?
No, in a regular Mecca. I say my Gemara's Das, I only want this thing if it's this and that.
Right.
So it's not Tanai. It's an expression of Gemara's Das. I have a right to express my Gemara's Das.
Isn't that like what we said earlier with the Halva?
That same in the sense that Tesis before is saying that it's you didn't Gemara's Das. But all he's saying here is that there's a Kinyan of Gemara's Das. That there's a Kinyan whose essence is Gemara's Das. And that's like I showed you, like by Chalipin. Gomar, wherever it says Gomar Meshabed Nafshe, that means that, or Gomar Matni, it means that the Kinyan, the essence of the Kinyan is in the Gemara's Das. That's what makes, then it's not a matter of Tanai, because that's where the Torah is Machayvim Makamacher, and now you have to stipulate to suspend the Chalos. But over here, the whole essence of the thing is Gemara's Das. So Tosfo says that since the Torah was Marba Meni Shomrim...
What's that have to do with it?
Yeah, that's what I want. I'd like to tie that in a little better.
Like compared to Mekach, that's just like Mekach.
Yeah. What I'd like to get a little better. What does that have to do with the fact that there's a lot of Shomrim?
The other way is to say the Torah is set up.
I'd like to say that it's one parsha of Shomer, and the variations and the outcomes is based upon the particulars which he's through which he's meshabed himself. That because there are benefits there, and the shibudim are in line. The differences are in line. They do make sense. It's not just exeris hakasuv. They do make sense because of the benefits. Mm-hmm. That the more benefits, the more ischaivus. Shemasacha has a certain benefit, so he has a greater ischaivus, and then the greatest benefit is Shaul. So you see it's following an order of benefits which is rational. So it makes more sense to say, it's more unified to say, that there's one entity of Shomrim, and the variations are a result of the benefits. That the benefits are Meshabed. That makes more sense than to divide it up and say that each one is a completely separate entity that has nothing to do with the other thing.
And you could say once you have all these variations...
That's the case. If it's a process, it's a different process. It's a process of Gomar Meshabed Nafshe. And Taisus likes that idea because it unifies Shomrim. Mm. So therefore, since that's the case, so it's what? It's a Kinyan of Gemara's Das. And since it's a Kinyan of Gemara's Das, So Tanai, it won't be Masna Mashpas. It's totally, it's not Masna Mashpas with that. Beautiful answer, huh? Mm-hmm. Nice answer. But I was very lucky that somebody found that. Yeah, because I was breaking my head on this. What is it?
Yeah, but didn't you draw the answer from the Gemara and Bava Nasiya? Concept?
Yes, the concept of the second place worked out very nicely. But the first one was.
What's he saying?
What's he saying?
So you think it's like the Girsa problem?
I think it's a mistake in the Girsa. I think it's a Girsa problem.
Probably. Tulsa Rush has his one answer, it's probably.
Yeah, it's one answer. Makes sense.
But you have to say that
the fact that the Torah is Marbar Lada Shomrim, that that's why it could be according to this night. What's it got to do with it? You know what I mean? It has nothing to do with it. But it fits them together very well. Because since they're a Lada Shomrim, so therefore the unification is very good. The unification is very good.
Right.
And therefore what? And therefore it's more Mustafa since each level is based upon Anah, so it's more mustaver that it works with the system of Gomar Meshaved Nafshe. Is it good, Mendy?
Yeah, I think so.
That was very good. So it's like the system of, according to Levi, that is Gomar Makne. Gomar Meshaved Nafshe is a different kind of a kinyan. It's a kinyan which is based on Gemara Zas. That's what the Taisa Rush expresses very beautifully. Because Lashon is very good. It's only we have Eschaivas Makamacha. But where the Eschaivas comes from, my Gemara is Das. So then there's no, it's not a matter of Masna. I'm not suspending any Chalos. This is my Gemara is Das.
Mm. So according to a mayor here, you wouldn't need Nikafal either? Like all the requirements?
Right. That's correct.
There's not
Maisa,
there's no Tanai.
That's right.
Requirements just Gemara is Das, whatever is Das.
That's right.
It's just not enough.
So the way the Torah, according,
right?
Yeah.
So what you're saying?
No, Shalom should usually be Meshav Nafshe.
Right.
And usually because he has the enjoyment of Schar, so he accepts a Chi of Gneva
Avera. Right. And if he doesn't stipulate otherwise, then I guess we assume
that. That's right. If he doesn't stipulate otherwise, so we assume that that's what he means. He means what the Parsha says. Because the Parsha makes perfect sense.
Right.
Yeah. So it is that there's two types of kinyan. There's a kinyan where the Torah is mechayev you a specific amount, like he says it. Or the
Tosfos Rosh.
Yeah, where the Torah is mechayev you in makamacher. Torah is mechayev you in certain things, like by kedushin. Torah is mechayev you in sherek sosfono. So it's an extraneous eschayvos. So where it's an extraneous eschayvos. So then I have a place for the idea of stipulation. Because it's an extraneous eschaivos, and I'm stipulating that I don't want that eschaivos. But where it comes from me, from my Gemiras Das, that's not a stipulation. That's simply my Gemiras Das. I'm Gomar Meshaved Nafshe.
So the things which are considered Gemir status would be like over here by the Shomrim and also by a regular Mechira?
Well, in any Mechira, if you speak out your Gemir Das, then it's not a Tanai.
Right, I'm saying that...
Whatever they speak out is part of the Gemir Das. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you see...
But Nafshe. Insofar as the Shibudim, if he brings in something extraneous, that's definitely at night. The Shiv Chazer is a.
Now, but even though it's a Kenyan Suda, there's no real.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That's not the if he specifies on Manasha Tokhle Chazir,
right?
Then that's going. Then that's specifying something that's outside of the Gemira's Das. That's a different thing. Now he's talking about the Chalos HaKenyan.
Right.
But in so far as the intrinsic eschaivus, the nature of the intrinsic eschaivus is based on the Gemara's Das. If he doesn't want to mechayev himself in a shvur, the intrinsic is chayvus, that's not at night. But if he says, if he says, I'm not shetok chazir, that's definitely going to be at night.
By shema.
If he says, I'll make a shema at night, eat chazir, I mean, that's definitely at night.
Aren't you saying, though, that shema doesn't...
More intrinsic in the chiyuvim. Intrinsic in the chiyuvim, it's not considered at night. I'm not mechayev myself for a shvur. But you can't be mechayev somebody to eat chazir. That has nothing, that's an extraneous phenomenon. I don't want to mechayev myself. That's my gemara's das.
The kudshes pirasham, the hacha the kudeshes, v'shem the chiyahiv la kevushe, akadsha, v'tinoa de basrachi la kumu, shekvar yishto, shosher achinam, mas nekodim shemasha.
It's kedushin and that's no good.
Right, but let's say
if you made the night first, then it wouldn't be kedushin.
Mm-hmm. Well, then it wouldn't be a kedushin. I mean, the kedushin would be batal.
Right,
because you wouldn't have ma'at das.
And what's your bit? What's your view to hold that after the kedushin, that there's still tonight? Isn't it too late?
So the question would be: Is it not good enough? Right.
After you did the kedushin,
if you did it, if he first he's mekadoshin and then he makes the tnai.
Right.
I assume it means tochle dibur, so therefore the tnai is going to be chal. So according to Reb Meir, if he did it that way, it's according to Reb Meir since he does kedushin first, the kedushin is chal. But if he reversed it, so then the kedushin wouldn't be chal according to Reb Meir, because he's masna mashkos b'tor.
So does Rashi have just a totally different way of learning this case?
Apparently, I lost the letter. I don't remember what it is.
Yeah.
So, how is many dashes of tenor bottle?
Yeah.
That's on our case,
right? It's our case, yeah.
Al karchen hay tenai kafalo. Di lo kafle afilo lo his amashkas of tar tenor bottle of the red man. Okay, it says, Remain. Be kiyon shaken yiko lit no misma Allah. Hechi amrina na izu mikdash with tenor bottle.
Give me some water. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Same question as those.
Same question. Right. Should we be gonna?
Yeah.
He says, I only want to be in this condition on the condition that there's no shaykh. Oh, no, so it doesn't work. So that's it. He doesn't have das. That's in kasha. I give ikaman the tarets to hachi on Allah. Aminasha timchali li shelo ischayev lach b'shek sasona.
Apparently the edge was floating around the Rishonim, right?
Yeah.
They didn't like it, but there was going around.
You're just doing zachos.
It's hard to submit to him.
Right. It's not about the money.
It's not about the money. It's about the
attitude. Yeah.
Thanks. That answer, right? That it means that Amash Timchali Lish Los Chaylech B'Shek Sosona. V'hai Tana Alav Tanai Didahu. The Rachmana Chayve. That's not Har Tanai.
Right.
That's Torah's Mechayvim. Mechayvim. Mishum Tana'a lo matzia lamem chalai. So she can't be machalam of Tana'i because that's machayb. Okay. Ve'ena chanami di machla midaita basa hachim chilas machila. Right, she could be machalam afterwards. Mishum Tana'i lo derachmana amar leka dinasiv esesel lo chadishek sona.
In other words, she can be mochel on a specific case afterwards.
Right, but you can't set it up and shouldn't give him the thing.
Doesn't he have to know what the machlokes, what the lachs are going to be doing with him?
It's also circular. It's only
In other words, he doesn't mean that if that happens, he doesn't mean that the metzias he was mafliga b'dvar.
Okay.
Because in metzias, maybe he doesn't know the lachs are going to be.
Right.
Right. So what does he mean?
The Torah objectifies his gibor. The Torah said his...
No.
Ona is definitely a joke.
Because he can't.
Right. The other ones, it depends on what we hold. Are they joking or not?
Pretty complex joke.
Actually, you maybe explain it a little bit more. He says, I've got the He's saying for some other reason, some alternative reason, but it doesn't, he doesn't really want to tell him.
Right, he has another agenda.
Right, and in dealing with people, sometimes you say things for some other, there are things like that, right? Right. Be us out smell, like, and unless you don't always say it.
According to a mayor, that's not probably going to happen. He's going to have to know.
But I guess if he's saying...
Because otherwise he wouldn't be muffling with his arm.
Right, maybe he thinks that it's my works.
Yeah, but amazing Umdana is that he doesn't mean that in front of you tonight.
It's only Umdana because it's impossible, but if I'm lucky,
how do you know that?
Because Rebuta is good.
Yeah, why is it Umdana? Yeah, Rebuta holds that's good.
Right.
So it's not okay. So I is being muffling.
That this is the Aloha.
Right.
And under the assumption that that's the Aloha, it'll be muffling with his arm.
And therefore it's a good condition.
Right, he's not saying Bermuda doesn't exist according to him.
Right,
but it's just funny that the guy doesn't know that.
Do it Lemaisa, we'd have a problem.
Right.
In other words, Lemaisa, you'd have a problem because you're going to say, I don't know if he's mafleg Ravarma or not, because he doesn't know a lachar b'yudah or meir.
If we all pass like a meir, then
but that's right. But a meir is saying
my framework.
And my framework is mafleg Ravarma. But if it actually happened,
if Rabbi Yehuda did it,
if it actually happened, it would be a problem.
Right.
Ben Tom's going to have a hard case if it actually happened. You can't.
Would be no kiddushin then, right?
Even if it would be a lachar or a meir.
Would be no kiddushin.
I wouldn't say mafliga b'dvarim.
And therefore, the kiddushin be batal. Because no das with kiddushin, according to that.
Yes.
So if Rabbi Yehuda made this tonight with his wife, Rabbi Meir would say it's batal.
Right.
Because Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's a good halacha, he's wrong, and he's not mafliga b'dvarim. So it just wouldn't be a kiddushin, because he's saying it's no kiddushin.
Because maybe it's mafliga b'dvarim.
No, but not Rabbi Yehuda. We know what Rabbi Yehuda's doing. Rabbi Yehuda really thinks the halacha works. According to a mayor, somebody really thought the halacha
works.